You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. Our topic today is how to know if medical news is accurate. News about medicine, and in particular cancer, is often fast-paced and can seem to change often. It is sometimes difficult to know what medical news to believe, whether it applies to you, and if you should change specific habit or lifestyle practice based on the information. In this podcast, you will be offered some important questions to ask when reading a news story about cancer to help determine its value to you. And we'll review some warning signs to watch out for that may indicate a scientific finding is being sensationalized or overly simplified by the media. First, let's start with 7 questions you may want to ask when you're evaluating a specific medical news story. Question number 1. Does the news story represent an entire area of research, or is it just reporting on one study? In looking for the answer, remember that most doctors don't recommend changing health habits based on one study. And news articles about one study rarely describe the risks and benefits of a new treatment completely, nor the long-term effects of the research. Question 2. How does the new information fit in with what is already known about the topic? Similar to the first question, healthcare professionals do not usually change their standard of medical care based on one study. In other words, the more evidence there is for something, the more likely it is to be true. Question 3. Where was the news reported? The reason this is important is because larger news outlets usually have experienced medical reporters on staff. In general, these journalists are focused on covering the news as accurately as possible, as well as putting it into context with previous research. Although many smaller news outlets provide quality reporting, they may cut important information to save space or time. Question 4. If the news article is based on a research study, then where was the study originally published? What you should be looking for here is the name of a credible medical journal. The most prestigious medical journals use a thorough process that require articles to be reviewed by others working in the same medical field for accuracy, importance, and the ability to reproduce the results. Examples of these journals in the area of cancer include the Journal of Clinical Oncology, New England Journal of Medicine, The Lancet, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, and the Journal of the American Medical Association. Question 5. Who were the research subjects, and what phase was the research? If the research was done in the laboratory with tissue cultures or animals, there is no reason to apply the findings to your daily life just yet. These studies don't show how a treatment works in people. A research study involving people is called a clinical trial. There are 3 phases of clinical trials. Research results from a phase 1 or phase 2 clinical trial are important, but still beginning steps in the research. Results are not yet in about how the new finding compares to other treatments in a large group of people. The goal of a phase 3 clinical trial is to gather data from larger numbers of patients to determine whether a new treatment is better than the current standard treatment. That means that results from a phase 3 clinical trial are worth listening closely to. Question 6. What type of statistics does the news article report? Here, you want to look at the terminology used in describing the study's data. Research studies use one of 2 ways to provide an understanding of whether a person's risk is higher or lower than the general population. The 2 terms are relative risk and absolute risk. Most research studies highlight relative risk rates, which make the results seem more important than they are. Relative risk is a comparison of the risk in a group of people with a particular risk factor and those who do not have that particular risk factor. On the other hand, absolute risk is the chance, usually measured as a percentage, that a person will develop a disease during a given time. Absolute rates provide a clearer picture on the actual risk of the disease itself or the treatment benefit being studied. Question 7. What type of health result does the news article report? What most people are interested in is the overall survival of people. Because this may take some time to study, researchers may use a substitute for this measurement. Examples of this are tumor response, which is whether the tumor shrinks in response to treatment, and disease-free survival, which is the length of time after treatment during which a person lives with no sign of the disease. When you hear these substitute measurements, remember that such positive findings may not mean that there is an actual improvement in overall survival. In addition to asking these questions, there are some warning signs you can look for that signal a news article may be overplaying a medical study. These include the use of the word breakthrough. The process of scientific exploration usually happens in small steps, not giant leaps. Actual breakthroughs in medicine are extremely rare. Another warning sign is the promise of a magic bullet. Like breakthroughs, magic bullets are few and far between. In terms of cancer, a magic bullet can be considered the perfect drug or remedy to cure or prevent cancer. It is unlikely that a complex disease such as cancer, which is actually many different diseases, will be cured with a single treatment. And finally, watch for articles that seem one-sided. A news article should be balanced and present the benefits, risks, and limitations of the topic. The most important thing to remember is the best way to learn whether a cancer news story is relevant to you is to talk with your doctor or other member of your healthcare team. He or she can help put the new study into context for you and your medical needs. For more information on this topic, contact your doctor or visit www.cancer.net. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.